כתבי הסולם בעמוד
700. We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 118. Item 118, from introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Now you will understand the addition that Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, and also why he does not bring the phrase half guilty and half innocent, like the first Tana. This is so because the first Tana speaks of the second and third discernments of love, as has been explained above, while Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks from the fourth discernment of love, the eternal love, the disclosure of the face, as it truly is, as in the good who does good to the good and to the bad.
לרעים ולטובים.
כן.
תקרא שוב. שוב, עוד קוף
י' ח'.
אתה תבין את ההוספה שרבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון מוסיף
119. We learned that there that it is impossible to be rewarded with the fourth discernment, except when one is proficient and knows all the dealings of the loved one, how he behaves with all the others, non-missing. This is also why the great privilege, when one is awarded sentencing himself to the side of merit, is still not enough for one to be rewarded with complete love, meaning the fourth discernment. This is so because now he does not attain his merit as being good who does good and to the bad.
Yes, let's continue.
119. We learned there that it is impossible to be rewarded with the fourth discernment except when one is proficient and knows all the dealings of the loved one, how he behaves with all the others, none missing. This is also why the great privilege, when one is awarded sentencing himself to the side of merit, is still not enough for one to be rewarded with complete love, meaning the fourth discernment. This is so because now he does not attain his merit as being good who does good to the good and to the bad, but only his providence over himself, as said in item 77. Yet, he still does not know his providence in this sublime and wonderful manner with the rest of the people in the world. Thus, we learned above that as long as one does not know all the dealings of the loved one with others, until none of them is missing, the love is still not eternal. Hence, one must also sentence the whole world to the side of merit, and only then is the eternal love revealed to him.
This is clear that he cannot reach unlimited love to the Creator if he doesn't know, is not certain with the attitude of the Creator towards all of reality. Is there something to ask? No, this is clear. Yes, what's with you? About this.
Rav, in eternal love, what could be good and bad?
What are you asking?
In eternal love, he says that...
Unlimited.
He says that there you discover the providence as good to the good and to the bad. And if it's all perfect, then what do you determine as good and bad?
To know if the Creator is whole and good, that does good, everything good to all the good and bad, I need to know how he relates to everyone.
Hence the question, in eternity there's also a measure of good and bad?
No.
So he says that in the fourth discernment, in eternity and wholeness, he still attains the providence.
He can't reach that perfection, as he's missing to know how the Creator relates to each and every one individually. Meaning, each needs to be incorporated with all the rest of the individual souls, with all the other particles that are in the general Kli of Adam HaRishon. Next.
Item 120. This is what Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, says: since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, and since he relates to the whole world, he cannot speak like the first Tana, that he should regard them as half guilty, half innocent. As this degree comes to a person only when he is granted the disclosure of the face and repentance from fear. Thus, how is this said about the whole world when they have not been granted this repentance? For this reason, one must only say that the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority. Explanation. One might think that one does not become a complete righteous, except when he has no transgressions and has never sinned. But those who failed with sins and transgressions no longer merit becoming complete righteous. For this reason, Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, teaches us that this is not so. Rather, the world is judged by its majority, and so is the individual. This means that after one has emerged from being medium, after he has repented from fear, he is immediately rewarded with the 613 mitzvot and is called medium, meaning half his years guilty and in half his years innocent. Afterward, if one adds but a single mitzvah to the mitzvah of love, it is considered that he mostly is innocent and sentences everything to the side of merit. Thus, the side of faults becomes merits too, as in the words of the first Tana. Turns out that even if one has a cup full of iniquities and sins, they all become merits for him. Then he is as one who has never sinned and is considered complete righteous.
Because certainly all his crimes are from being in the will to receive in that specific thing, where he inevitably did those things, those transgressions.
This is the meaning of the saying that the world and the individual are judged by the majority. Thus, the transgressions in his hand from before the repentance are not taken into consideration whatsoever, for they have become merits. Accordingly, even complete wicked are considered complete righteous once they are granted repentance from love.
גם אתה וגם אתה כולם היו צדיקים אז כן.
Both you and you, you're all righteous.
Just to understand this fourth discernment, this is called Gmar Tikkun, final correction. What he talks about, this fourth discernment of love, complete love.
Yes, absolute love. That's the end. Chanoch, what's with you?
Can you give an example to how transgression or crime happens, becomes a merit?
This is to do with the way the light which illuminates of complete light, of complete love, and then a person is adhered completely, heart and soul, and his whole kli, where his whole kli that he's connected to, which is the soul of Adam Rishon, that's what it's called, is all in order to bestow, like the light that fills it in order to bestow. That's the complete repentance.
Is there an example for an action that can be understood that a person did, and that becomes a merit?
Every single thing, because the Creator didn't create anything but the evil inclination. So each time the evil inclination corrects itself, it already comes from hatred to love, from sin to a mitzvah, from a And there's also in it several stages, several degrees of a transgression, of a crime. There's a crime that it's by mistake, it's by, there's many degrees.
לאיזה דרגות של הנפילה, אכזבה.
To what degrees of falling, of disappointment, of wickedness.
רשות. האדם צריך ליפול כדי אחר כך
להגיע. A person needs to fall in order to later come to complete love. We need to come to a state in which he is so wicked that there's no one more wicked than him, and he is completely against all the creatures and against the Creator fully, and he needs to attain that point, that most internal point that is in his desire. That's the Pharaoh of Pharaoh.
Let's say a person doesn't come to a lesson or doesn't come to a group activity,
then he doesn't enter into these, the scrutiny of these things at all. The scrutiny can only be in the group. If you don't yet have a 10, then you haven't come to the scrutiny of the Torah. You haven't come to it yet. That's it. Very simple. You are still in the preparation period. And most are like that.
Chanoch, אתה רצית?
Who's there? Chanoch, you wanted?
He writes here in item 119, then it is clarified that one cannot have the fourth discernment only when he knows all his dealings.
Yes, well, that's clear.
And he continues how he behaves with all the others, none missing. Then he continues and says he is discerned as mostly righteous, shifting all to the scale of merit.
Yeah, on the other side, he says, mostly.
What is this shifting? What is this mechanism that one sesame is enough to shift the world to the scale of merit?
Well, leave it. Let's advance and we'll talk about it. These are things that, are above our logic. You're right. There are many questions here, but to philosophize about them, it's not. These are things that not yet. Let's examine what's before us first. Let's go.
ולפיכך אומר שאם היחיד עשה מצווה אחת, כלומר אחר התשובה מ...
Item 121. Therefore, he says that if an individual performs one mitzvah, meaning after the repentance from fear, then one is short of only one mitzvah, and he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. Thus, not only he is rewarded through his repentance from love, through with sentencing himself to the side of merit, as the first Tana says, but he is even awarded sentencing the whole world to the side of merit. This means that he is awarded rising in wonderful attainments in the Torah, not until he discovers how all the people in the world will finally be awarded repentance from love. Then they too will discover and see all that wonderful guidance as he has attained for himself. And they too will all be sentenced to the side of merit. At that time, sins will cease from the earth and the wicked be no more. And although the people in the world themselves have not yet been granted even repentance from fear, still, after an individual attains that sentencing to the side of merit, destined to come to them in clear and absolute attainment, it is similar to, you will see your world in your life, said about one who repents from fear. We said that he is impressed and delighted by it as though he instantly had it, since all that is about to be collected is deemed collected. Also, Here it is considered for that individual who attains the repentance of the whole world precisely as though they have been granted and came to repentance from love. Each of them sentenced their side of faults to merits sufficiently to know his dealings with every single person in the world. This is why Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, says, "Happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. From now on, one thoroughly knows all the conducts of his guidance with every single creation by way of disclosure of his real face, meaning the good who does good to the good and to the bad. And since he knows it, he has therefore been granted the fourth discernment of love, namely, eternal love." Like the first Tana, so Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Shimon, warns that even after he has sentenced the whole world to the side of merit, he should still not believe in himself until his dying day. Should he fail with a single transgression, he will immediately lose all his wonderful attainments. As it is written, "One sinner destroys much good." This explains the difference between the first Tana and Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon. The first Tana speaks only of the second discernment and the third discernment of love. Hence, he does not mention the sentencing of the whole world. But Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks from the fourth discernment of love, which cannot be depicted except by attainment of sentencing the entire world to the side of merit. However, we must still understand how we attain this wonderful attainment of sentencing the whole world to the side of merit.
This question still remains. How it's possible to understand, to feel, to include within himself all the creatures have been throughout all the generations, all the states, towards the Creator, how the Creator will relate to them in each and every state, and sentence them, meaning to come to love, you can't any other way. Look at how the wisdom of Kabbalah relates to these things. There's not to believe like we talk about in this, in our world. You don't believe me, that I need to close my eyes, and against my intellect, against my feelings, not anything that I know, and I go boom, as if it's like that. No, only after you check and you feel and attain, and attainment is the deepest degree of understanding. Then you come to a state that you have the possibility of loving. Meaning all the love in spirituality is constructed upon knowledge, of knowing, not romance and not feelings, but an actual calculation, a precise calculation, down to the most precise detail. He has to discern all the details towards the whole soul, towards the Creator, towards the whole process, and then he comes to eternal, complete love. Okay? We don't have what to ask here, Gershon. Think and let's go to 122.
Item 122. Here we must understand the words of our sages, another treatise. When the public is in grief, one should not say, "I shall go to my house and eat and drink, and have my soul at peace." If one does this, the writing says about him, "And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die." What does it say after this? "And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity shall not be atoned by you until you die." Thus far regarding the attribute of medium. But what does it say about the attribute of wicked? Come you, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves and with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. What does it say after that? The righteous perishes, and no one notices, for because of the evil, the righteous perished. Instead, when one grieves with the public, one is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public.
Meaning we're not allowed to run from the public with all that's happening with the public. We're not allowed. Meaning the corrections must be only within the general kli of the soul. Let's continue and we'll see.
123. These words seem completely irrelevant. He wishes to bring evidence from the text that one must suffer with the public. Hence, why should we divide and separate the attribute of medium from attribute of wicked? Furthermore, what is the precision that it makes regarding the attribute of medium and the attribute of wicked? Why does it not say medium and wicked? Why do I need the attributes? Also, where does it imply that the writing speaks of an iniquity when one does not suffer with the public? Still more, we do not see any punishment in the attribute of wicked, but in what is written, the righteous perishes and no one notices. If the wicked sins, what did the righteous do that he should be punished? And why would the wicked mind if the righteous is taken away?
Questions. Lots of questions. There's still, even the questions are not so clear, but nevertheless, questions. Let's continue.
124. Indeed, know that these attributes, medium, wicked, and righteous, mentioned in this Braita, are not in separate people. Rather, all three are within every single person in the world. These three attributes are discernible in every person. During one's concealment of the face, before one attains repentance from fear, he is discerned as being in the attribute of the wicked. Afterward, if one is granted repentance from fear, he is discerned as being in the attribute of medium. Then, if one is granted repentance from love, too, in its fourth discernment, meaning eternal love, he is considered a complete righteous. Hence, they did not say merely medium and righteous, but the attribute of medium and the attribute of wicked.
We should also remember that it is impossible to be rewarded with the above fourth discernment of love without first achieving the revelation.
So, a person dresses in all kinds of garments, the qualities, attributes, according to what he attains.
It's the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Shimon, he says. You have already learned that the matter of disclosure of the face will inevitably turn every grief and sadness that came during the concealment of the face into wondrous pleasures, until one regrets having suffered so little, as was explained above. Hence, we must ask, when one sentences oneself to the side of merit, he certainly remembers all the grief and pains he had during the concealment of the face, which is why it is impossible that they will all be turned into wondrous pleasures for him, as said above. But when he sentences the whole world to the side of merit, how does he know the measure of grief and pain that all the people in the world suffer, so as to understand how they are sentenced to the side of merit in the same manner we explained regarding one's own sentencing? To avoid having the side of merit of the entire world lacking when one is qualified to sentence them to the side of merit, one has no other tactic but to always suffer with the troubles of the public, just as he suffers with his own troubles. Then the side of fault of the entire world will be ready within him, like his own side of fault. Thus, if he is granted sentencing himself to the side of merit, he will be able to sentence the entire world to the side of merit too, and will attain being a complete righteous.
The process is seemingly a logical one. However, the problem is, how do we integrate with all the wicked and then rise to all the righteous? Yeah, all those degrees. Yes.
126. From what is explained, we properly understand the words of the Braita, that if one does not suffer with the public, then even when he is granted repentance from fear, which is the attribute of medium, the writing says about him and speaks in his favor, and behold, joy and gladness. This means that one who has been granted the blessing, you will see your world in your life, and sees the holy reward for his mitzvah, which is prepared for the next world, is certainly filled with joy and gladness. And he tells himself, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. In other words, he is filled with great joy because of his guaranteed reward in the next world. This is why he says so gladly, for tomorrow we will die, and I will collect my complete next world's life after I die. Yet what does it write after this? And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned by you until you die. This means that the text rebukes him for the mistakes in his hand, for we learned that the sins of one who repents from fear before mere mistakes. Hence, since he did not suffer with the public and cannot attain repentance from love, at which time the sins become merits for him, it is necessary that his mistakes will never be atoned during his life. Thus, how can he rejoice in his life in the next world? This is why it's written, surely this iniquity will not be atoned by you, meaning the mistakes, until you die, meaning before he dies. Thus, he is devoid of atonement.
Meaning he has no choice but to correct all his deeds that he was included with. And
127, the Braita also says that this is the attribute of medium, meaning that this text speaks of a time when one who repented from fear onward, at that time one is considered medium. Yet, what does it write about the attribute of the wicked? That is, what shall become of the time when he was in concealment of the face, which was then called attribute of wicked? We learn that repentance from fear does not correct one's past before he has repented. Hence the Braita brings another verse, which is, come you, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. This means that those days and years that have passed since the time of concealment of the face, which he has not corrected, called attribute of wicked, they do not want him to die, since they have no part in the next world after the death, as they are the attribute of the wicked. Therefore, at a time when the attribute of medium in him is glad and rejoicing, for tomorrow we shall die, and will be rewarded with the life of the next world, at that time, the attribute of wicked in him does not say so. It rather says, and tomorrow shall be as this day, meaning it wishes to live and be happy in this world forever. For it still has no part in the next world, since he has not corrected it, as it is corrected only by repentance from love.
Well, let's stop here. We'll continue tomorrow and maybe clarify it some more. In the meantime, let's move on to 235 and a song before that.
We'll sing a song together.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close. This love will end our wars. Pretty soon we will live with open doors. Come on, everybody, you're invited to attend. All together we will sing. What a message we will send. למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות